Up next on American Restoration.
Ron and I are on historic Route 66.
I'll show you something that I think I want you to restore.
Oh, yeah. The Wurlitzer jukebox is like a scene straight out of Happy Days.
What's up, Tyler? Not so favorite?
You're awkward.
Eric and Tyler don't exactly get along.
3,500.
28?
29.
28.
28.50.
28.
35.
28.
My cat, the boy, hasn't been feeling well, so we're taking him to the vet. You're out your damn mind. Boy ain't riding in the back, you heartless.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle. Ron and I are out on the road doing some picking on historic Route 66.
There's a couple of spots here that has some very, very cool stuff.
Places along 66 are stocked full of collectibles and stuff we can fix up and sell for a pretty penny. We already got some really great stuff, but before we head home, Ron got a lead from a local shop owner that might want to get some stuff restored. So we're gonna go check it out.
Hey, how are you? I'm Rick.
You're Rick.
This is my brother Ron.
Ron, how are you?
How long you been here?
I was born on old Route 66, one block south, 84 years ago.
Wow.
Rick and Ron have come to look at some of my old junk. So let's go inside and look at a few things I got in there.
Okay.
Right on.
You're walking into a little bit of America of yesterday.
Oh, man. Check this stuff out.
Holy crap, dude.
Wow.
It's not just a store. It's loaded with things from all over the world.
Awesome.
I'll show you something that I think I want you to restore.
Okay.
If we come to terms, okay. And not blows, but follow me.
All right, okay. Oh, yeah. That's pretty nice. What's the story with this one?
We bought it about 1960.
The Wurlitzer jukebox is the ultimate pop culture icon of the 50s. They were in every local burger joint so that teens could bop their head to Elvis Presley and Chuck Berry. It's like a scene straight out of Happy Days.
What do you think it would cost to restore this machine?
Okay, I'll start with making the mechanism work. Going through the amplifier, making all the tubes, make sure they're correct, clean it all up, make it pretty. Now, on the exterior of it, it's all beautified. We got, you know, all the front all gets redone, all the wood gets redone, the sides, the nameplate across the front. Everything gets restored to where it's basically a brand new machine. And in order to do that, this is gonna be $4,500 to restore totally. So then now you have a working, beautiful, new.
$4,500?
Yes, sir, for full restoration.
That's 4,500 pesos.
No!
Oh, you want them in dollars?
In American.
Not francs.
Not francs.
Okay, Jose.
All right.
Well, luckily, it didn't come to blows with Angel, but this jukebox is gonna be a handful. So we're gonna load it up and head back to the shop so we can get started on this restoration. Hey, cowboy. You almost done with that?
Yeah, a few more minutes.
What's this?
That's my cat. I gotta take him to the vet. And I need Kyle to take me.
Man, you're killing me now. I mean, we got so much going on right now, I can't afford you guys off.
I gotta take care of him, he's my family.
He's the only family you got, isn't he?
That's it, that's my boy.
All right, buddy, don't be gone long. Get it done and get back here as soon as possible.
Quick.
Okay?
Thanks, Rick.
Can't have cats at the shop.
No. Next time I'll bring a dog.
I got a call from Eric, who's one of the local pickers that we do a lot of business with. He's kind of a pain in the butt, but we've got a lot of cool items from him in the past. So Tyler and I are gonna swing by his place and see what he's got for us.
Why are we here?
Hey, it's my favorite person.
And one not so favorite.
Eric and Tyler don't exactly get along.
Gotta have something in here.
You definitely don't need any more of those.
You're taking money out of my pocket.
But Tyler has to learn how to deal with all sorts of people in this business.
What's up, Tyler? Not so favorite.
You're awkward.
So what do you got?
Well, I don't really need to sell you anything today. I actually called you up to show you something that I want to get restored. I'm I found some kind of vending machine down on this reservation, and I'm thinking it might be worth something if it does it upright. What do you think?
What it is, I mean, this company, H. Dugranier, he was like the pioneer of candy machines. He built nothing but vending candy machines. It's probably late 30s, early 40s. Very Art Deco. It's very cool looking.
Where do they have it? Movie theaters and stuff like that? Gas stations?
Yeah, yeah, places like that. It was a selector, so it holds 12 different kinds.
So that's 72.
It's like good math.
Wow, so maybe he's smarter than my dog.
All right, well, let me just go about telling you how I'd restore it, just like I would a normal customer.
Okay. You saying I'm abnormal?
Yes, I am.
I'm just saying at the moment, this is what it is. First of all, this seed that's missing is going to be really hard. You're either going to have to try to find one of these, or you're going to have to try to make one of these. That's going to be probably the most difficult thing on the whole exterior of the machine. Then all in here, okay, we got to make sure those all work again. And then inside, these actually were for slots for candy bars in here. So all these are going to have to be reworked so that they work again.
Well, I got to tell you, when I called you, I was thinking under a grand I was hoping we could get this done for.
Tyler, you're all over this one. Since it's Eric.
No, Tyler, wait a minute. I want a good deal. He's going to double it.
$3,500 is the best.
What? That's Come on, you're killing me, killing me. Come on, Rick. I'm thinking half of that.
I quite honestly think it's $3,500 too.
Really? Is there any way we can get better than $3,500?
What do you think?
Do it for $32 if you throw in all that crap in the back.
For $28? You do it for $28?
$28. $28.50. $28. $28.25. $28. $28.50. $28. $35. $28. All right, $28. Don't get me closer.
Perfect. You got a deal.
Son of a
Tyler did a great job with the negotiations. So now we're gonna head back to the shop and get cracking on this right away.
Oh. Freedom!
Let's see what you got. Where's the manual at?
Please. We're restoring a 1940s candy machine for a local client. Kyle and Dave are trying to figure out the mechanism so we can get it working again.
Got all these things figured out, I think. These right here are all seized up, but I still can't get it to operate off the button here, though. So this lever is supposed to grab this lever, push this down, see how it's got the teeth?
Right. Okay. That's clicking our shelves.
Yeah. When the shelves flap up and the candy falls off the back, then open up the door and get your snack on.
That did something. I think what we need to do is get this thing lubed up, see what's moving and what's not.
Get it all soaked up?
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. While Ron and I were out picking on Route 66, we actually got a restoration job. So now we're fixing up this awesome 1950s Wurlitzer jukebox. The first step is to figure out why it won't play any records. This is the mechanism that's actually makes this thing work.
Yeah.
It gets this like sort of gummy grease and it just freezes up. Let's plug it in and see what lights up.
Ground him.
Here, hold my hand, Kyle.
A little gun shy there, buddy?
We got some light. Here's something rattling.
Yep.
I don't think it should be.
Yeah, right up in here.
Just skipping out of that gear or something there.
Yeah.
Should we try and push a button?
Yeah, yeah. Straight out the coin return, we got a jam mech. We are not off to a good start on this jukebox. The gears are shot, the coin mech is stuck, and it would take days to clean and reassemble hundreds of parts to figure out what else we need to fix.
Watch that piece. There you go.
Can we set it?
It just doesn't pay to waste time and manpower on this. So I'm going to bring in a jukebox expert to fix all the mechanical issues so we can focus on restoring the rest of this machine. In the meantime, I'm going to have Cowboy and Tyler tear down the frame so we can get started on the woodwork.
Kyle!
My cat, the boy, hasn't been feeling well, so we're taking him to the vet.
You're out your damn mind. The boy ain't riding in the back, you heartless.
If Kyle tries to put him in the trunk again, he's the one that's going to need a doctor.
I wasn't going to really ride him in the trunk.
Yeah, you were. I know. There's the boy.
How can I help you?
I need the boy looked at. He's not feeling well. He's not eating right, and he's coughing. And
well, that doesn't sound good. Come on in this room right here.
All right, Cowboy, don't be too long. I'll be waiting.
Hi, guys. Can I sit there?
Huh? Look in your eyes.
You like me, don't you?
His teeth look pretty good.
They look better than mine.
Maybe I could stick you in my pocket and take you home.
He has a little fever, 103.5.
Ooh.
So I guess that explains why he's not feeling too well.
If I get my ass chewed, Cowboy's not going to be my friend no more.
Last chance. I've been trying to track down a replacement emblem that goes on top of the 1940s candy machine, but I'm having zero luck. So while Brettley's sandblasting the case and Phil's hammering away at the bodywork, I'm heading over to a custom shop to see if we can reproduce an exact duplicate of the emblem with something called a water jet. Ted?
Yeah?
Hey, how's it going? I'm Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
I'm from Rich Restorations.
Yeah. Basically, what I do is cut material using water and a sand type abrasive.
Now, how are we gonna do this with this giant machine?
Well, I've just got a piece of stainless there. We can cut it out of that. Once I tell it to go, it's going to turn on the pump. We'll get some high-pressure water out of the nozzle there.
Yeah.
And that just erodes the material away, mm-hmm. following the line of the image there.
So it cuts it out with water, basically?
Water and a little bit of abrasive. The pressure coming out of that nozzle right there is about 50,000 PSI. You know, like if the water wasn't in the tank, it would cut right through the bottom of the machine. It would go through the concrete and start going through the ground.
What?
But the water actually absorbs all that energy, so.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Here we go. The water jet thing is crazy. This thing can slice through 8 inches of steel like a hot knife through butter. And all the curves in the letters are coming out nice and smooth. Oh. That's it?
Yeah.
Wow, that was pretty badass. Voila! That's just like the original, wow.
Put that on your belt buckle.
Wow. That's how I do it.
What are you doing?
Sorry, boy, that you have to get a shot.
Oh, you didn't.
There you go.
How was it? Now you're better.
Got any money, I'll pitch you again.
Kyle, the boy is all fixed up.
No time.
The lady doctor gave my boy some medicine, so he'll be right as rain in no time.
Somehow I turned into a scratching post.
Bad news is we're 2 hours late. We're gonna have hell to pay when we get back to the shop.
I decided to give the candy machine a black and gray color scheme to give it a sleek and modern look. It'll really complement the stainless steel emblem once it's polished up. Tyler suggested that we have Ted do the decals and the pinstripe in red, which was a great call, because this thing is starting to look really cool.
Where the heck have you guys been?
There was 100 cats at the cat hospital.
You guys are like 2 hours past your lunch break.
No, I didn't even get a lunch.
I mean, what the hell? I got Tyler and Ron in doing your job, okay? So who knows what got messed up.
Great.
So I need you to get back in there, but you guys owe me 2 hours.
I'll do his 2 hours, because he couldn't handle them.
Don't call me for a ride home either.
We still got a ways to go on the Wurlitzer jukebox restoration. Cowboy and Tyler are doing the woodwork on the frame. And then we're gonna reupholster the side pieces with a nice plush fabric. And PJ, the jukebox expert, is cleaning every nook and cranny on the internal neck so that everything runs as smooth as silk.
Yeah. It lives again.
So now we're gonna finish up restoring the rest of the exterior, and then we're good to go.
Hey, I gotta take off. I gotta go to Arizona.
All right.
And deliver that jukebox.
I'll be back. It'll probably be tonight, though.
Okay.
All right. I'll see you later.
See ya.
God.
What's up, Scrawny?
Why are you here?
I'm here to get my machine. Where is it?
I told you we'd call you when it was done.
Well, your dad did call me, said come get it.
I don't know why he would call you if he just went out to deliver something to somebody else.
The customer's always right. What am I?
Customer.
Oversized?
Customer.
Just hold on and I'll go check. Can't even get a break.
It was missing something in candy, and it was supposed to be Tyler's job to get this thing fixed, right? Whether he did it or not, I don't know. I got no faith in that kid.
I got a surprise for you.
So it is done. Look at that. Wow, red too, huh?
Yeah.
Whose idea was that? Tell me it was yours, please.
It was, I promise.
You brought the red in, huh?
I brought the red. I brought it to the table.
Man, that's just awesome.
You're all right, no, man. You're not gonna want to do that.
Oh, God, I don't want to do
that. You're such a freak.
Finally, you did something worthwhile.
It's just beautiful. I like Harley Davidsons, and that's got chrome on it, so I'm just a big chrome guy. And then black and silver, well, obviously I'm a black and silver guy. Look at the way I dress.
God, I think you just cracked my back in about six places.
Well, that's good for you.
To make me taller.
So did you really do this?
Well, that was one of the biggest challenges we had. That was water jetted out. It shoots out at like 50,000 PSI, and it's crazy.
That's a lot of PSI.
Ted did all of these nice letters. This is a one big decal. He drew this all from just freehand, but it's cleared over. So, I mean, this is never gonna peel off any of this. And then I decided to do the red pinstripe down the side just to match with the candy, and then it blends.
You decided?
Yeah, and it blends the colors a little bit. I'm gonna be so tall by the end of this.
Has it really got all this candy in it?
There it is. How do you like that?
Oh man, that is just it.
So it's built to hold 72 candy bars, and on the front, you can display 12 different brands of candies.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Show me.
You ready?
Sure.
Want to see the magic out?
Make it work, make it work.
All right. It says to operate, insert nickel. Nickel's in. So you push that button in, you pull this lever all the way out. Yeah! Yay!
We have Woo! Candy bar.
You can have that one.
That's awesome.
Happy with it?
I'm happy.
Good. Sweet.
Thanks again.
No problem.
I'm going to give Tyler maybe this much credit for now, until I see more of his work, but I'll give him a slap on the back really good for this one. 1940s is a great era of this thing, and all the chrome work, it's just beautiful.
Ron and I are on our way back to Route 66 to deliver this fully restored 1950s jukebox. I just wish we would have checked the weather forecast, because this part of Arizona feels more like Alaska.
Man, look at the snow.
Holy It's freezing out here.
It's freezing. Did you eat your Wheaties?
Every day.
Mother of God.
Okay, good.
Hi, I'm Rick.
Hi, Rick. My name's Myrna. Very nice
good
to meet you.
Good to meet you. Is Angel here?
No, he's not here right now.
Okay, good. That's perfect. We're going to go ahead and get this set up.
Okay.
Okay.
Luckily, Angel's out to lunch, so we're going to try to set this thing up before he gets back.
How about there?
Yeah, that's good.
Hey.
Look who's there.
I'm glad you're still riding a bicycle. Oh, my God.
And I'm going to ride it till I'm 100.
Yeah, well, we came down for a reason, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on in. You ready?
I've been ready.
Hold on.
It's over here. Look, you look like straight gangster.
Wow, I feel like the Lone Ranger. They took so much care to make it so special for me.
A little bit more.
Gosh.
Here we go. One, two, three.
Booyah.
What do you think?
Man. When they took the veil off of me, I was just speechless.
You like it? Check it out.
It's just beautiful. It's a beautiful moment.
So here's what we did. We ended up taking it apart, and I mean, it came all the way apart. All this wood on here totally came off, every single piece. So we sanded it all down and then restained it. You can see how it's got that real nice maple finish on it.
It's just absolutely awesome. I remember the box, how it was. Then you look at it as is now, and it's almost unbelievable.
We ended up sending all the chrome to the chrome shop, re-chrome plating everything.
Chrome plated?
Yep, it came out nice. It's a beautiful chrome job. All the plates that hold the records inside here got re-chrome plated.
Oh, man.
The coin chute in here, we went through and redid all this. And all behind here has been all redone, all these switches and levers and everything.
Oh, my gosh, I hadn't noticed this. Gee, money, Christmas. It looks beautiful, but will it play? Will it work?
Oh, I forgot about that. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, here's the deal. We got to the inside, and there is thousands of wires.
I'm glad I wasn't switches. There, because I'd have had a stroke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Believe me, I almost had a stroke.
Make this baby play.
Yeah, go ahead, let it rip. Here comes.
It is. Dude, this is my jam.
Rick and his brother have brought history back to life right in that building. That just makes my day.
Well, that makes me feel great, Angel, that I did that for you, and it's awesome. And I really appreciate you letting me do it for you, you know? Thank you.
All right.
Oh, coming in for the hug. Nice.
Jeez. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Now, I need you to take me to your cash register.
Huh? Cash register?
Allison, his hearing isn't so good.
Let me get my mask out then.
I thought you were going to go.
Take me to your cash, Angel.
Okay, follow me.
All right.
Wow. I thought you were just going to take off and say goodbye, and I was going to say thank you.